thank you for agreeing to be interviewed, Dr. Sheldon. It's awesome to have you here.
Great. It's great to be with you.
Awesome. So what is your work and how does it relate to the field of sustainability?
Great. Well, thanks for the opportunity to speak to your audience. Yeah. So I run a center at Rensselaer Polytech called the Center for Architecture, Science, and Ecology. It's a research, education, and sort of professional community outreach program that has presence in the capital region in Troy and also downstate in Brooklyn. And the mission of CASE, this center, is to develop sustainable built environment solutions focused on architecture, but also by extension, city level infrastructure, those kind of concerns, using technology and both digital technology and advances in building systems. You know, you can imagine kind of smart green walls, things like that, responsive, dynamic buildings that might respond to the needs of occupants, changes in weather, things like that, and using kind of smarter technology to reduce the footprint of humanity and the built environment, either locally at the individual building level, or as I said, you know, thinking even bigger to neighborhoods, campuses, and cities.
That sounds awesome, which is wonderful. So what does a green recovery in the capital region look like to you?
Yeah, so I think that this kind of current crisis is a wake-up call for us to think differently, but I also think it's kind of more a symptom of the bigger environmental and social, events that are happening, in the 22nd century. So I think we have to see this as one of the types of crises that are going to happen just through humanity's, relationship and footprint to the planet. And I think, I would just say that I think as an architect, I am a licensed architect. And, when the COVID crisis first happened, I think there was a lot of sense that we have to rethink, our relationship to society and become much more sort of secluded and private, and that, buildings would be much more sort of about isolating people from one another. But I think if you look at the remarkable things that have happened in New York City, for example, and other cities around the world, where people are getting out of their cars, they're biking, they're dining outdoors, they're meeting, socially in the public in different ways. And cities and urban infrastructure have had to respond to that. That presents a real opportunity to us to think about kind of more flexible environments, be they buildings or cities, where, we can accommodate different uses in different ways, right? So in some ways, it's been a remarkable opportunity to think beyond the car culture and think about sort of a different engagement with the natural world in ways that are actually healthier. We've been talking about that for a long time, but I think, the COVID crisis has put that really in front of everybody's minds. So it's a real sort of call to action and an opportunity to rethink our infrastructure in healthier and more and ways that engage the natural world in a positive way for humanity as well as nature. And so I think there's a lot of opportunity as we move out of this year, but to take the lessons with us about how to think differently about our relationship with the planet.
Yeah, definitely. So what is our region's greatest asset in terms of sustainable planning?
Yeah, so I think, one of the trends that the pandemic accelerated really has been this exciting move of the kind of the downstate communities heading up into smaller towns. Obviously, our partner at the Small Cities Institute, this is exactly the kind of thing that they're talking about. But this was already happening before 2020 that As I like to say, the communities that moved out of Manhattan to places like Brooklyn and Hoboken in the 20th century were already starting to move up the Hudson to smaller towns. But places like Hudson, I think places like Peekskill, but they were taking this idea of the kind of the urban, the connection to society that we have, that are the benefits of being in big cities, but bringing those kind of up the Hudson to the capital region. And then COVID, of course, dramatically accelerated that. So there's this real interest now in a different kind of relationship to between, let's say, rural and ex-urban centers to places like New York City, where you don't have to commute every day. You still want to have a connection, but you might go in there once a month. And then the rest of the time is, how do we create connections amongst ourselves and to places like, yes, Albany and Troy, but also downstate through new virtualization technologies, lighter ways of kind of engaging. And I think, one of the things that we're really excited about at CASE is this reconceptualization of what a city is, where really we could have all of those kind of great capabilities that we enjoy by being, at the center of a city, but be able to enjoy them and experience them across the Hudson Valley. So we're really excited about sort of taking advantage of what's already happening, as again, all these fantastic communities of society and work start moving into the Hudson Valley. They've already, of course, been doing that for a while. But how can we rethink the idea of a city to create what I'm calling kind of like a Hudson digital valley or something like that, where we think about the social opportunities of cities, but spread across the capital region and across the Hudson Valley, and really see that as kind of a model for the future of cities in the 22nd century that, again, aren't built on the kind of, freeways and heavy infrastructure that was part of the 20th century cities, but thinking about, kind of lighter ways of transportation, maybe hyperloops, maybe drones, those kind of things, where we don't need the heavy footprint of 20th century built cities. And we can recreate that urban life experience, but combine it with the best of being out in this wonderful Hudson Valley nature that we have.
Yeah. So what conversations or work would you like to see come out of the sustainability conference?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think, the Sustainable Futures conference is a great kind of first step at that. I'm super thrilled that we've been able to participate in that and bring all the amazing work that's happening across Rensselaer, by the faculty and researchers, but also students and this remarkable alumni group that seems to be, all over the capital region doing great things in this area. I think the conference is kind of a stake in the ground to define some of these conversations and next generation initiatives that I've mentioned, so we're really looking forward to coming out of the conference, also kind of mindful of what's happening at the federal level in terms of, infrastructure, but again, rethinking what infrastructure is and really starting to build momentum around this idea of the capital region as this connected digital city that can tie together academic, education, green energy, green industry, green transportation, but see that, as a real asset for creating jobs and creating opportunities in New York State writ large. And really, again, to sort of reconceptualize the Hudson River Valley as kind of a model for the future of a sustainable city in a way that I don't think has really registered yet. So we're hoping to, again, to build a number of initiatives among all the stakeholders and participants that we'll see over the coming week of this conference, and really use that to drive kind of next generation initiatives that can fulfill envision and fulfill this goal of the Hudson River Valley as the 21st century city of the future.